So as I was praying to the Lord, Lord, ano po yung isishare ko, no, sa 8 a.m. service? And I felt it necessary to share also to you the message that I have shared the 10 a.m. service last month in view of the upcoming workers retreat. Okay? At sino po dito yung mga workers? Ayan, meron po tayong workers retreat. Please be reminded of that. And even if you are not a worker and you want to attend the workers retreat, we encourage you, no, to attend itong ating workers retreat na ito. Okay? So, but before that, can we just again bow down our heart before the Lord and pray and ask His guidance? Lord, thank you for Sundays. Thank you for opportunity, Lord, to be able to gather together without fear, Lord. Every Sunday, dito po sa center po namin, Panginoon. To have fellowship and to hear your words preached. We are much privileged, unlike our brethren who are being persecuted, Father, in nations who hate Christianity. Thank you for the freedom, Lord, of being together, Lord, without fear. Salamat for giving us strength, Lord, to come here. And so, Lord, in a special way, we wanted to just give you our time together in preaching your word, Lord, in hearing your word, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you illumine our minds, Lord of God. Ready our hearts, Lord, in the planting of your words, Lord. And accomplish your purposes to each one who will hear it, Lord. Father, I ask also for your help. I am unworthy, Lord, to stand before my brothers and sisters, Lord. But only by your grace, Lord, please use me. Enable me, Lord of God. Lord, Holy Spirit, be our teacher this morning. Inspire us, Lord of God. Enable us, strengthen us, Lord. Lord, thank you. We ask that you glorify your name in the results of the preaching of your word. In Jesus' name, amen. You see, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, each one of us as believers is called to serve God. Not only to serve God, but to serve Him fervently. Nag-aapoy. At yan nga po ang nais kong ibahagi po sa atin ngayong umagang ito. Alright? That we need to rekindle our joy, our countenance in serving the Lord. And this is taken from Romans 12, verse 11. Romans 12, verse 11. My dear brothers, my dear sisters, for people who claim to be true followers of our Lord Jesus Christ, there are two distinct courses of life available to us. One is to cultivate a smallness of heart. And that is by far the safest way to go because it minimizes pains. It minimizes sorrows. If your ambition is to avoid the troubles of human existence, the formula is very simple. Avoid entangling relationships or do not give yourself to others and not to seriously embrace higher and more difficult, more noble ideals. And if you do this, I can assure you that you will escape many afflictions in life. What I'm saying is if you want to get through this life with a minimum of trouble. All you have to do is to wear blinders. Diba? Magbulag-bulagan ka lamang. And you see, this is how many people do. Even those who profess to be a believer do this. And they get through life with such ease. In other words, they have successfully nurtured smallness of heart. Now, the other path is to cultivate a heart for service. Open yourself to others and you will become susceptible to many sorrows, pains, troubles, scarcely imaginable to someone who have a small heart for service. Seriously embrace higher and more difficult, more noble ideals in life, and your vulnerability increases proportionately. What I'm saying is this: enlarge your heart and cultivate it for serving the Lord, for ministry, and you will enlarge your experience of pain. You see, no one has ever cultivated a heart for service and lived to tell of a life of ease. Of course, mga kapatid, the results of these two kinds of paths are totally different. Small hearts, though safe, though they are protected, never contribute to anything. No one benefits from their restricted sympathies and visions, much less they are able to glorify God. On the other hand, mga kapatid, those that cultivate their hearts for ministry, for service, though they are vulnerable, though they are experiencing much pains and sorrows and difficulties and troubles, they are the one who possess the most joy, leaving their heart prints in the world, in the sphere of their influences. And they are the ones who mostly glorify the God who saved them. My prayer, my dear brothers and sisters, this morning is that each one of us, after this preaching, will have an enlarged heart for service. Of course, not the physical enlargement ng heart, diba? But for service, having rekindled your joy in serving the Lord. Just very quickly, let's go to the background of this book. I know many times in this pulpit, we are given the background of this book of Romans. But just very quickly, the Apostle Paul wrote this book to the Romans from Greek city of Corinth in AD 57, just 3 years after the 16-year-old Nero had ascended to the throne as emperor of Rome. And Paul wrote to a church that was experiencing a time of relative peace. Maayos pa po during this time ang iglesia po sa Roma. But Paul felt that this church needed a strong dose or reminder of basic gospel doctrine. And in this letter, he talks about the sinfulness of man and the power of God's grace to miraculously and completely change lives. At alam na alam po ito ni Apostol Pablo based sa kanyang experience. Okay, so alam niya po ang kanyang sinasabi. And this letter to the Romans stands as the clearest and most systematic presentation of Christian doctrine in all of the scriptures. At dito po sa sulat na ito, kanya pong nilinaw, mga kapatid, that our pursuit of God does not stop when we got saved. It is a continuous process as each one of us goes through what we call the progressive sanctification of a believer, to be made holy, okay, as we persist, as we continue in following Him. And the main theme of this letter is the revelation of God's righteousness in His plan of salvation. Yan po ay ang Ebanghelyo ng ating Panginoon. Please go to Romans 1, 16 to 17. Yan po yung pinakang sentrong passage nito pong sulat na ito. Sabi niya po diyan, "For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. For in it the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith." At dito po sa aklat na ito, makikita natin ang paano po in structure ni Apostle Paul, okay, na kung saan makikita natin, okay, ang kahalagahan ng doktrina sa pang-araw-araw po nating buhay. Beginning with the 11 chapters, makikita natin yung doctrine, yung katuruan, systematic theology, no, pagdating po sa pananampalatayang Kristiyano. Okay? And then, the book transitions into 5 chapters for practical application sa buhay po natin. At dito po sa sulat na ito, makikita natin that the union between doctrine and life illustrates for us believers the absolute importance of both. What we believe and how we live out those beliefs. Mga kapatid, palagi ako po itong sinasabi, you can have all the right doctrines in this church. You can have all the right teachings in this church. But if those doctrines, if those teachings are not seen and manifested, even being felt in your life, then your claim to be a believer is in question. So ito po yung sinasabi dito ni Apostol Pablo. Kaya nga po, maganda itong tanong na ito. Does your day-to-day life mirror the beliefs you hold on to? Or do you find yourself in a constant battle with hypocrisy? Di ba? So, we are to study doctrines. We are to study the scriptures. But don't forget to put it into practice. At dito nga po sa konteksto natin, in your service, in your ministry. In Romans 12:11, Paul says that we are to be not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Dito po sa kanyang illustration, mga kapatid, he is talking about people who are motivated to run up the mountain. Diba? Ito po yung kanyang illustration dito. Ang kanyang nasa isip when he wrote this is people who are willing to run up the mountain. Para po dito sa Baguio yan. Diba? Paakyat lagi. Mahirap tumakbo eh pag if you are running, diba? It's difficult. Mahirap na nga tumakbo yung pantay yung daan. Pero dito, ang tinutukoy niya dito are people who are willing to run up the mountain passionate in their service for the Lord? So we need to ask this question, mga kapatid. Does that describe me, someone who is willing to run up the mountain, passionate in serving for the Lord? Am I not lagging behind? Or am I fervent in spirit in my service for the Lord? Or am I like the church in Laodicea whom the Lord threatened to spew out of his mouth? Could I be lukewarm? If you go to Revelation 3:15 to 16, you will see there. Sabi ng Panginoong Jesus, I know your deeds, that you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will vomit you out of my mouth. So the question is, could I be lazy in serving the Lord? Could I be indifferent for the cost of the Lord and Master who bought me with His own blood? Yesterday, we had the first session of the contemporary biblical perspective on contemporary issues. And we had there the American gospel, Christ crucified. And the gospel was discussed thoroughly. At nakita natin doon what the Lord Jesus Christ went through, di ba? As the sinless Son of God, just to be able to secure our salvation. You see, perhaps you are here and you are thinking, you see, Brother Gary, I used to be diligent and fervent in serving the Lord, but for some reason I burned out because other believers criticized me. Some spread false rumors about me and no one seemed to appreciate. All of the long, hard hours I spent working behind the scenes. So at this point, I don't feel like going through that again. I'll just attend church and leave. But I don't want to get involved in serving. You see, my dear brother, my dear sister, if you are like that, you need to refocus so that you get the proper motivation to serve the Lord. And here, Apostle Paul has set forth the motivation that you need in its Romans, it's in Romans 12:1. Please go there quickly. Romans 12:1. Ito po yung motivation. Therefore, you brethren, by the mercies of God, to present, I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship. And then he goes on to tell us not to be conformed to this age, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. The supreme motivation to sacrificial transformed service is no other than the mercies of God. Mercies. Plural po yan, mga kapatid. And makikita po natin ito doon sa first 11 chapters of the book of Romans. So basahin po natin yung ating text this morning. Sa Romans 12:11. Not lagging behind in diligence, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. So in this short text that we have, we will see how to serve the Lord. The mercies of God calls us to diligent, fervent service for the Lord. Of course, mga kapatid, I am coming to you on the assumption that you have personally experienced the abundant mercies of God that are to be found in knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. But in case you are here and until now, you are unsure of your standing before God. You don't know where will you be after this life. Kung kunin ka mamaya o bukas ng Panginoon. You don't know, really. If you're going to be honest before the Lord, Lord, hindi ko pa naunawaan ang Ebanghelyo talaga. Because the Bible is very clear in Romans. It says there the Holy Spirit confirms with our spirit that we are children of God. If you have not experienced to be born again, okay, this is also for you. My dear friend, if you are here listening to me even in online and you don't know if you are saved or not, all you have to do is this. Acknowledge your sinfulness before God. Acknowledge before Him that you have sinned and rebelled before Him as God. And that there's nothing that you can do to undo your sin, to pay for your sin, and ask for His forgiveness. You see, God is so merciful. Even though He is holy, He is also merciful. He knows if you are really repentant or not. And if you are repentant, He will forgive you. And in faith, acknowledge Jesus Christ as your only Savior and Lord. Do not rely on your being morally upright, religious, inclination, even observing tradition before men and before God. Those things will not save you, because all of these things that I have just mentioned before you will fall short of the glory of God. So no one else in this life and in the life to come will be able to save you except the Lord Jesus Christ. So in faith, acknowledge Him right now to be your only Savior and Lord. Or maybe you are here right now, you have already entrusted your life to Jesus Christ, you have acknowledged Him as your Lord and Savior, but your love for Him has grown cold because you have forgotten the many mercies of His love for you on the cross. Then you need to park yourself at the foot of the cross. Yes, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, the mercies of God are the motivation for diligent, fervent service for the Lord. At dito po sa maiksing text mo natin, Paul gives us the negative, then the positive, and then the focus of this command. Dito po sa text po natin. So una po makikita natin diyan, sabi niya po, don't be lazy, but be diligent in serving the Lord. So let us read the first part of verse 11. Not lagging behind in diligence. Yung pong salitang lagging behind, sa Greek, ang ibig pong sabihin niyan ay lazy. Sadot, sa Ilocano, tamad. Huwag kang tamad. Yan ang sabi niya. And Jesus used the word to describe the lazy servant who did not bother to invest his master's money that had been entrusted to him, but just buried it in the ground until the master returned. Nandiyan po yan sa Matthew 25:26. And the word is also used in Proverbs 6, verse 6. To describe the sluggard who needs to go to the ant and consider its hard work in storing up food in the summer for winter. Also in Galatians 6:9, although Paul does not use the same word. He described the same concept when he said, "Let us not lose heart in doing good, for in due time we will reap if we do not grow weary." Okay? So, yan po yung salitang yaan. Or after describing at length the truth of Christ's resurrection in the certainty of our salvation in Him, Paul concludes in 1 Corinthians 15:58. If you can go there quickly. 1 Corinthians 15:58. "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your toil is not in vain." So ang sinasabi po dito, ang exhortation po sa atin dito is don't be lazy, but be diligent, be fervent in serving the Lord. So I ask this question again. Do you work hard to serve the Lord? Do you work hard to serve the Lord? Maybe you are here and thinking, "You see, Brother Gary, I've got to go to work. I got to earn a living. I have to work hard to provide for my family. Pagod na ako na para magsilbi pa sa Panginoon in the context of the church." Well, may comment lamang po ako diyan, no? Marami po sa atin dito sa church natin are also working, di ba? Yung iba po nga sa atin talagang past the age of working na eh, pero they are still serving in the church. To give you an example, si Brother Mon is already like maybe 67 years old, still traveling every now and then, going to Dagupan to do ministry, visiting our outreaches, di ba? Yung iba sa atin dito, talagang pumuti na ang buhok sa paninilbihan sa Diyos. And they are still serving until now. Ako rin po, I am a full-time worker. I work as a manager sa TI. And you know, the rigors and stress of a corporate life. And I can assure you, with my serving dito as an elder, merong conflict talaga. Conflict with family time, conflict on the priorities. But only by God's grace, mga kapatid, that I am able to work and at the same time do ministry. Ang sinasabi ko po dito, mga kapatid, if that is your case, this is my exhortation. You should view your work, the things that you do, okay, as service to the Lord. And therefore, do it heartily as unto Him. Kagaya po ng sinabi ni Pablo sa Colossians 3:23-24. Here, Paul is writing to the believing slaves. "Whatever you do, do your work heartily as to the Lord rather than for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the reward of the inheritance." So he is saying here, mga kapatid, it is the Lord Jesus Christ whom you serve in the first place. Now, if these words are applied to the slaves who had the most menial jobs imaginable, then they certainly apply to whatever job that you have right now. Kailangan lamang po dito, tama po ang ating perspective, that your mindset should be that you are serving the Lord, therefore, don't be lazy. Work hard, yan po ang kanyang sinasabi. You see, my dear friends, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, when we got saved, God has given us spiritual gifts to be used in serving Him. Wala pong exception. Okay? The Lord gave us spiritual gifts to be used in serving Him. Please go to Romans 12, 3 to 8. Let us just read that. For through the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think more highly of himself than he ought to think, but to think so as to have sound judgment as God has allotted to each a measure of faith. For just as we have many parts in one body, and all the body's parts do not have the same function, so we are many, are one body, and so we who are many are one body in Christ and individually parts of one another. However, since we have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, each of us is to use them properly. Sabi niya, if prophecy in proportion to one's faith, if service in the act of serving, or the one who teaches in the act of teaching, or the one who exhorts in the work of exhortation, the one who gives with generosity, the one who is in leadership with diligence, the one who shows mercy with cheerfulness. So lahat po tayo, walang exception. Meron po tayong spiritual gift bestowed upon us by God when we got saved. And when you use those gifts to serve His kingdom purposes, look what happened, mga kapatid. Hindi ka mawawalan ng kalakasan to serve the Lord, because you are assured even of His power, His enabling to serve in the ministry. As Paul explains in Colossians 1:29, if you can go there, sabi niya, for this purpose also I labor, striving according to His power, which mightily works in me. Only if you are willing, kapatid, God will enable you to serve, even though it's difficult. Sometimes it's conflicting in terms of schedule, di ba? But you will be amazed how the Lord is going to empower and energize you and enable you to serve in the ministry. Of course, it goes without saying, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, that we all need to evaluate how much we are able to commit. Diba? Kaya nga binibigyan po tayo ng wisdom, because we will disqualify ourselves from service if we neglect our family responsibilities. And we will not be effective if we take on so much that we neglect our own souls. Okay? So, but when you do serve, mga kapatid, when you do what God has gifted you to do in the power that He supplies, it energizes you. You may be tired, but you will also be deeply satisfied, na hindi available yung satisfaction na yan, yung joy na yan, hindi available dun sa mga hindi nagsiserve. Okay? So, don't be lazy. Be diligent in serving the Lord. And then number two, be fervent. Okay? Be fervent in spirit as you serve the Lord. So, basahin natin yung second part ng verse 11. Be fervent in spirit. Marami pong commentators, they argue whether the spirit there refers to the human spirit or to the Holy Spirit Himself. Kasi naman nga po, doon sa original Greek, there were no capitals for proper names. Okay? But you see, we do not need to take on either or position. Yan po, kung Holy Spirit ba yan o human spirit ba yan. Okay? Paul here may be referring to the human spirit as motivated and energized by the indwelling of the Spirit, of the Holy Spirit. The word fervent there literally means to boil. Kumulo, mga kapatid. So here is describing Paul is describing a holy zeal or passion for God and His kingdom purposes. He is describing those who are boiling over with zeal to the point that they probably needed to be counseled to focus their efforts. Yan yung kanyang tinutukoy dito, yung kanyang tinuturan dito, mga kapatid, because their tendency would be to get involved in just about every opportunity to serve the Lord that comes along. Ito yung pinapipremo. Teka lang, teka lang. Ganyan ang ibig sabihin po niyaan ng fervent. Talagang raring to serve the Lord. You see, my dear friends, it is a matter of passion. You see, no matter what your personality type, some things gets you excited, di ba? Kahit na sino po tayo dito, merong something that excites us, di ba? That we are passionate about. Some of us are passionate about politics, sports, music, nature, or your job maybe, or your family. You are passionate about your family. Yes, each one of us is passionate about something. And like what I mentioned earlier, if you are going to read the first 11 chapters of Romans, you will know that Paul is shouting. Sinisigaw niya diyan, Jesus Christ and His gospel should make your spirit boil. Yan ang sinasabi niya po diyan. The good news that Christ died for us while we were yet sinners should excite you. The glorious fact that nothing can separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord should stir your heart. Yes, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, let the many mercies of God that rescued you from condemnation fuel the fire of passion for Christ and His kingdom. Dahil recipient po tayo dito ng lavish grace of God's redemption. If you are going to ask yourself right now, kung hindi ka iniligtas ng Panginoon, nasaan ka ngayon? You might still be in the world or doing something that is abominable before the Lord, diba? But by His mercy, hinayaan niya na maipahayag sa iyo ang Ebanghelyo. Hindi lamang yun, hinayaan niya na maunawaan mo ang Ebanghelyo. Hindi lamang yun, binigyan kanya ng kakayahan na manampalataya sa sinasabi ng Ebanghelyo. Hindi lamang yun, binigyan ka niyang kakayahan na makita ang iyong kasalanan sa harapan ng Diyos at ikaw ay magsisi. Hindi lamang yun. Nung si Kristo ay muling nabuhay, ay kanyang iniligtas ka sa tiyak na parusa at poot ng Diyos dahil sa iyong kasalanan. So that no matter what happened in this life, you are assured of everlasting life in His kingdom. Yan ang awa ng Diyos. Yung iba sa atin dito ay iniligtas ng Panginoon mula sa pagkakasakit, mula sa tiyak na kapahamakan. Inayos ang buhay. Merong malalim na layunin ng Panginoon. Bakit kanya pinagkalooban ng ganyan, kapatid? Yun ay upang magamit mo ang buhay mo sa paglilingkod sa Diyos. So don't be lukewarm about such wonderful truths. Tanungin mo, Lord, bakit mo ako pinagkalooban ng ganito? Bakit mo ako binayaan ng ganito? What is this for? Surely this is not just for my own consumption and my family's consumption. Hindi po, Panginoon. Meron ka pong malalim na layunin. Bakit hanggang ngayon malakas pa ako? Bakit hanggang ngayon I-equip pa ako. Bakit hanggang ngayon, nakakapag-isip pa ako, pwede pa akong maglingkod sa inyo? You need to ask those questions. Because we don't know how much time we got, kapatid. Do you know? We don't know. Baka dumating na siya bukas. Diba? And we don't have time. Alam mo ba na malakas ka pa rin hanggang next year? We don't know. Diba? Para wala kang pagsisihan. So, be fervent. Be fervent in the Spirit as you serve the Lord. And then, eto na. Pinumbok na mismo yung command. Serve. Sabi ni Apostol Pablo. Okay? Serve. Sa last part ng verse na yan. These are very simple words that are packed, but they are packed with some important practical truths. Unang-una, lahat po tayo, walang exception, are called to serve the Lord. Don't be a reasonable man or reasonable woman. Okay? Walang exception. All believers are called to serve the Lord. You see this letter, he wrote it to the entire church at Rome, not just to the pastors or to the elders. All Christians, not just the so-called full-time Christian workers, are to be serving the Lord in some capacity. My dear friends, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, lahat po tayo binigyan ng spiritual gifts. Yung iba, dalawa pa nga eh. Yung iba, tatlo pa. Diba? And these are to be used for the building up of the body of Christ. What I'm saying is there's no such thing as non-serving member of the body. So, if you are not serving, and this is my challenge for you, if you are not serving, kahit na may sakit ka, ay, may sakit ako eh, I'm very unable right now to go to church to serve. Kapatid, kung may sakit ka, you can be part of that intercessory ministry or BSP ministry na pwede mong kunin ano ba yung mga concerns for the week or for the day, and you can be used, you can serve, no, as prayer warrior. Busy ako during the whole week, Monday to Friday, 8 to 5:30, we have greeters and ushers ministry. You see, the Church of our Lord Jesus Christ is a ministry of no excuse. Yes. The Church of our Lord Jesus Christ is a ministry of no excuse. Wala talaga tayong excuse. Only if you are willing. Okay? So, tanungin nyo ngayon, paano ako makakapag-serve? Meron tayong 17 ministries. I think 18 na nga ngayon. Diba? Kung saan ka pwedeng makapag-serve. So yan, next is we serve as his slaves, not as volunteers. The Greek word for serve means to be enslaved. Alam niyo ba yun? Okay? To be enslaved. Mga kapatid, sabi ko nga po sa inyo kanina, since the Lord bought us with His blood out of the slave market of sin, we are no longer our own, but His. Our time is not ours to use as we please. How much time of yours are spent in Facebook? It's not ours as to use as we please. Our money is not ours to spend as we please. Our families are not ours to take priority over allegiance to the Lord. Our careers are not ours to pursue as we wish. You see, my dear brothers, my dear sisters, everything we are and have belongs to the Lord to be used for His glory and purpose. I hope you agree with me in this. So, do you view yourself as a slave of our Lord Jesus Christ? If you are not a slave of Christ, then you are a slave of guess. Guess na lang po niyo yun. And then, serving the Lord means that we are not serving ourselves. It's easy for us to fall into this mindset where it becomes my ministry. It brings me fulfillment. My whole identity gets tied up with my ministry. I love the feeling of significance that I get when I help out. I love the praise of people give me when I serve them. Yes, my dear friends, while there is great joy in serving the Lord, and there is a legitimate sense of fulfillment when God uses you to serve others, we need to be beware of serving ourselves rather than serving the Lord. It sets you up for getting hurt when others do not give you the praise and affirmation that you are seeking. Serving the Lord means that we are not serving ourselves. Serving the Lord means that we are not primarily serving others. So, this is interesting. True, mga kapatid, there is a sense in which through love, we serve one another. Diba? Sa Galatians 5:13, "For you were called to freedom, brothers and sisters. Only do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but serve one another through love." Yes, we are to bear one another's burden. Sa Galatians 6:2, sabi po diyan, "Bear one another's burdens and thereby fulfill the law of Christ." Yes, we are called to lay down our lives for one another in 1 John 3:16. We know love by this, that He laid down His life for us, that we ought to lay down our lives for the brothers and sisters. But you see, there is another sense in which we serve the Lord, not people, in Galatians 1:10. Paul writes, "For am I now seeking the favor of men or of God? Or am I striving to please men? If I were still trying to please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ." So, yan po yung sinasabi sa atin dito ni Apostol Pablo. Yung pong bondservant dyan, okay, is again the Greek word for slave. So what I'm saying is, if our focus in serving people is to gain their favor, then we are not serving Christ. If we care more about what people think of us than what about the Lord thinks about us, then we are not serving them. We are serving them, but not Christ. In other words, we need to aim at pleasing God who examines our hearts. We need to be faithful to His truth, even if people despise us for it. We only serve people secondarily. It is the Lord Christ whom we serve. But you see, the beauty of this is this. When we serve Christ by aiming to please Him above all, in essence, we truly serve people. Okay po ba yun? Ayan. Serving the Lord means we are not serving ourselves and we're not primarily serving others. And then lastly, serving the Lord means we serve the one who loved us and gave Himself for us while we were yet sinners. Tandaan po natin yan, mga kapatid. He is the Lord of glory. Where everything is created for Him and through Him. Everything revolves around Him. He gave up the splendor of heaven to endure the abuse of sinners in order to bring us to glory. Yan ang Diyos na pinaglilingkuran natin, mga kapatid, who sacrificed himself willingly so that you and I will no longer bear the wrath of God because of his passion for you and for me. If we don't see that as a motivation to serve him, I don't know what will motivate you to serve him. Kaibigan, kapatid. Yes, it is a great privilege to serve this gracious, unfailing, faithful, loving, caring God. Amen po ba? Amen po ba? And it's not burdensome, mga kapatid, but a joy to serve the King of Kings who sacrificed himself to rescue us from sure condemnation. As I end, so how should we rekindle our joy in serving Him? Unang-una, make sure that your motivation is right. And you serve Him because of His great mercies towards you in the gospel. And that motivation moves you now not to be lazy, but to be fervent, but to be diligent now in serving Him. Ang usapan ko dito, hindi lang yung nagsiserve ka. Okay? You may be serving, but you are dragging your feet, di ba? Sunday na naman, pupunta na naman ako ng church, or mananalangin na naman kami. Hindi po yan ang usapan dito. Ang usapan po dito is fervency, diligence in serving Him. And it should become your passion. Diba? It should become your passion. And remember that you're serving none other than the Lord Himself, the Creator of heaven and earth. You see, mga kapatid, the church, the Christian world, is ministered to by tired people. I can tell you that. The church is ministered to by tired people. But a great and effective church is served by people who are tired, both up front and behind the scenes. And the greatness of a church that glorifies God depends on a core of people who are willing to put out as the situation demands. What do I mean by that? Men and women who have to understand that we will never be able to do great things for the Lord without the willingness to extend ourselves for the sake of the church and for the sake of the gospel, even though we are tired, even though we are limited, and sometimes unable. Yan po ang ibig kong sabihin diyan, mga kapatid. Ang ating pong paglilingkod sa ating Panginoon is never wasted. Wala pong sayang sa ating paglilingkod sa Panginoon. It will matter for all of eternity. Kagaya po ng sinabi ni Apostol Pablo sa 1 Corinthians 15:58. Sabi niya po doon, 1 Corinthians 15:58, please go there. Therefore, my beloved brothers and sisters, be firm, immovable, always excelling in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Kahit na taga-ayos ka lamang ng silya dito. Alam niyo, blessed na blessed po kami dito sa isang kapatid natin na lagi pong nagdadala dito ng bulaklak. Dinadala niya po yan dito, mga kapatid. And it's not in vain. Lahat po ng ginagawa natin, ang pananalangin natin, ang pagre-reach out natin sa mga hindi pa nakakakilala sa Diyos. Even though it's difficult, we are willing to get out of our comfort zone and serve others. Hindi po sayang yun, mga kapatid. Ang iyong pagtulong financially sa church, hindi po sayang yun, mga kapatid, because all of this will matter in eternity. And there's one more thing. Di ba sa, ano, sa commercial TV? Wait, there's more. Di ba? Wait, there's more. Yung ating pong aasam-asam, mga kapatid. To receive from the Lord someday, well done, good and faithful servant. Lahat po ba tayo, yun ang gusto natin? Ninanais po ba natin yun? As we approach, as we are facing Christ at His judgment seat, sa katapusan ng ating buhay Kristiyano, yan ba ang ating ninanais? Na marinig mula sa bibig ng ating Panginoong Jesus, sasabihin niya sa iyo, well done, good and faithful servant. Lahat po tayo magsusulit ng buhay po natin sa Panginoon. Amen po ba? Lahat ng pinagkaloob niya, lahat ng ibinigay niya sa atin, we will give an account before Him at His judgment seat one day. At sana, mga kapatid, yan ang naisin natin na marinig. One day, I would like to hear those words from the mouth of my Savior, well done, good and faithful servant. Yes, my dear friends, the mercies of God call us to diligent, fervent service for the Lord. Let's pray. Lord, salamat, Panginoon, sa muli mong pag-aalala, pagpapaalala sa amin, Panginoon, ng aming pong panawagan, Lord, na kami bilang inyong mga anak, no, kami ay inyong iniligtas, Panginoon, ay biniyayaan niyo kami, Panginoon, ng mga iba't ibang kaloob, spiritual gifts, Lord, that we can use to serve you, to build up your church, Lord of God. All of us, Lord, are called to serve in whatever capacity that you call us to do, Lord of God. Help us. Help us to heed that call, Lord God, to be able to give glory to you who saved us. And for those of us who are serving right now, Lord, who are maybe tired in serving, I pray, Lord, that you will rekindle our joy in serving you. For us to be once more fervent and diligent, Lord, in serving you, Lord God. Lord, and we are not supposed to do it on our own strength because you promised to energize, to enable us, to give us through the power and enabling of the Holy Spirit who is in us, Lord God. All that we have to do is to be willing to be used by you, to be maximized by you, Lord, in service and for the gospel, Lord God. Lord, tulungan mo kaming maunawaan, maintindihan that we don't have much time in this life, Lord. And we don't know what will happen tomorrow. So what are we doing with the resources that you have entrusted to us, Lord? Help us to assess our standing before you, Lord God. Tulungan mo po kami, Panginoon. Maraming salamat po sa inyo, Panginoon, sa lahat po ng inyong ikinilos sa umagang ito. Burn this message, Lord, in our heart, Lord. And allow us to apply this, Lord, to heed your call, Lord God, to serve you fervently, diligently, Lord, with passion and zeal. Salamat po, Panginoon. Maluwalhati po kayong lubos sa lahat po ng ito, Panginoon. Lord, even as we give our tithes and offerings, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to give, for enabling us, for blessing us, Lord, that we are able to give. We ask, Lord, that the process of all of this, Lord, is to be used, Lord, for the advancement of your kingdom, for the building up of your body, the church, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.